Thank you. We're hoping that we will be... Oh, is John Dobson with us? Yes. Hello, John Dobson.
Hello, John Maytham.
How are things in Belfast? Do you understand what they're saying to you?
Yeah, John, I don't know if I could quickly say this. Your best feat I've ever seen was a play you did at the Bay where you were both a Northern Irishman and a Southern Irishman at the same time. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
A Night in November. Did you see that, John?
It was probably when I thought you were, there was actually more to you than meets the eye. It was incredible performance. It was incredible. I don't know if the listeners will appreciate it, but you were... Maybe you could explain. You were both a Southern Irishman and a Northern Irishman with two different accents, speaking to each other, but the same person. It was remarkable.
It was not easy because the central character was a civil servant in Northern Ireland who decided to abandon his safe Protestant life and go off to support the Republic of Ireland at the World Cup, in the Soccer World Cup in the US. And there was a point at which he was moving from Belfast to US and he had to go through Dublin. So as a Northern Islander, he was speaking to people from the Republic of Ireland and I was doing both characters. Did 47 different characters in that piece. Anyway, how is Belfast? How was the travel there?
No, we again via Doha, good. I mean, the travel's fine. Belfast is cold, it's wet, but it's actually, as you probably know, it's a really nice city. The people are incredibly friendly there, and we're pleased to be here. We're all good.
Going back to the game against Clermont on Saturday, I don't know if you remember that far back. But what did you say in the change room at half time that galvanized the Stormers? I mean, I know there were a couple of early and significant changes that made a difference, but it was a totally different 15 that came out after the Oranges.
Yeah, look, it was. I asked the other coaches in the coaches' box towards the end of, because normally half time works as, you know, the guys get 3 minutes quiet time. And then about a minute of individual chats where coaches can chat. And then there's about 2 minutes of split conversation. And then there's about 2 minutes from me to wrap it up. And then I hand over to Kitsy. I asked the coaches if I could go straight in as they got in. Could I be waiting there? And it was old fashioned. You know, it was, I threw a bottle and just said, you know, we've got guys who were paid before Christmas who've come out to watch this game losing. They haven't been paid yet in Cape Town. They're 17,000 on a game on Friday night. And we're just embarrassing ourselves because we're not showing the sort of the life that they want to see from us. So it was a bit old fashioned, but I think that and the substitutions turned things a bit.
And before we get on to the URC game against Belfast on Friday night, the fact that Munster beat, Toulouse beat Munster means that you play, Harlequins in March in the round of 16. And I was kind of, I don't know, it made me happier than if you'd had another derby against the Bulls, because you've had four wins in a row, but you sort of feel superstitiously that run's got to stop sometime. And I'd hate it to be in a round of 16 knockout in the Champions Cup. So I kind of was quite relieved. Do you have any thoughts about Harlequins versus the Bulls, which is a preferable opponent?
No, that's a good question, because we were on the plane and then some planes got sort of limited Wi-Fi. And we're watching it, and I wasn't sure because, you know, if we had the Bulls, then if we won it, we could have a home quarterfinal, and that's worth a lot. But as the game went on, watching it, I don't know, you watch something on Twitter, but getting the updates, I got nervouser and nervouser because Munster were in the lead, because the last thing we want to do is play the Bulls. As you say, that run comes to an end. They go further in the competition, which is great us beyond measure. And also, I've got a funny feeling this Harlequins game, that stadium's going to be rammed. It's going to be a massive occasion. They did a poll on the Heineken Cup or the EPCR, whatever it's called, website. And they listed the 8 games in the last 16, which was the best game, which is the choice fixture. And we're over 50%. It was the Stormers Harlequins, you know, so it's, no, I think we'd much rather have this because I think it's a great opposition. It's new. It's going to be a great occasion and another local derby and potentially the end. This is a superb occasion. Honestly, I think we'll get 50,000+ people in that stadium for that game. And so it's very exciting. And the Harlequins are playing magnificent running rugby at the moment. And we'll have our Springboks back. So it's going to be, and they'll be full English international, you know, Marcus Smith and that lot. So that's going to be a cracker.
You don't have Stephen Kitshoff and you don't have Damien Willemse for the game against Ulster on Friday night. You have a squad there, your new lock. is with you, and he's a great charging rhinoceros of a man, as Bill McLaren might have said. So there's this game, and then you come back, and then you go up to Durban to play the Sharks in a URC derby. So how do you approach this Friday night game against Ulster?
You know, we tried, we started off, you know, I thought this was at the start of the season a no-win game for us. You know, there's a lot of history with us and Ulster from last season where there were two very close games. And, yeah, it's just one of the most notoriously hard play. And this Kingspan Stadium in Ravenshill, the Jam 17th, it's one of the most sort of atmospheric, intense stadia they're around in this competition. And I just thought we're going to struggle to win this. But as it's gone on, they've dipped a little bit and our depth has increased a bit. So, we have left players in Cape Town as well. You know, Joseph Dweber's down there, Netlin Fashir, Dan Duplessis, Achiba Diamani. But I mean, if I tell you the team, you know, our loose forwards on Friday night will be Junior Pokamela, Willie Engelbrecht, and Evan Ruiz. So it's great for Storm. We're going for this game from what was sort of meant to be in our preseason planning, a sort of experiment where we send a B team. No, we're going to go. I mean, our theme for it is Friday, Bloody Friday. You know, we're going to fight. It's not going to be a great game of rugby, and we're going to kick a lot, and they're going to kick contestables on us all day, but we're going to fight. We're going to go for it. I think we've got the players to do it. We'll play Jean-Luc at fly half. I just think he's a flat, aggressive fly half who can kick in behind them on the hoof. So we're actually quite excited about it. Ruben van Heerden will be on the bench. We've got Marvin for this week. So from being just a game where we're honoring a fixture, it's going to be, I think, a hell of a fight.
A fight that you have a reasonable chance of winning, do you think?
Yeah, well, that's what we want to do. Obviously, it's what we want to do. But I say, like, we could have invested the B team logic, but, they're going to kick a lot of contestables. They say they turned the corner. You know, they beat Sale quite easily on the weekend. They took La Rochelle really deep in the European game the week before. La Rochelle, probably the best team in Europe with them in Leinster. So, but I think our plans are good, and we just got a nice team of guys who fight to, and they're really keen to prove themselves. And, that's, I say, one of the standout things that we built a little bit of depth that, you know, and Sasha Ngomezulo and Ruan Nel is not a center pairing to go back for anybody for. So, we're excited. It's not going to be pretty and it's going to be tough, but, and we're going down the Falls Road tomorrow and I can tell a bit of history and that we're going to have to fight in Belfast.
That's cool. John, thank you very, very much. Really pleased you were able to make yourself available. John Dobson, the Stormers coach and theatre goer, as you might have heard.